It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who couldn't make it as baristas because, well, they throw the milk cartons all over the room. It's Patch and Switch.
Do you think just because it's the last, potentially the last episode in this room,
you can destroy it?
The band's still playing.
I know.
They're under contract.
Hey. You're done. Oh, don't make it louder. I told you to be quiet.
Okay, we'll wait for
let him finish. We're paying him for it.
And we pay them
good morning, everybody.
There we go. Woo! Welcome to the last episode of the Patch and Switch Show.
In this room.
In this room. I guess we should qualify that. In this room.
Yeah, you probably just caused mass panic.
All 12 people all of a sudden fainted and spat the coffee on their computer screens.
No, we have more than 12 people.
Yeah, we actually tried to get this particular episode inside the new studio.
Yes.
That they supposedly have named after this show.
What?
But they refused to actually say that out loud.
Yes. In other words, they refer to it
yes.
everywhere as the Patch and Switch Room.
Yeah. But in actual fact, it's just Studio,
Studio
C.
Three. Or, oh, C?
Studio C. It's
oh,
Alpha,
given
Beta,
letter.
Charlie. Alpha, Beta,
gotcha.
Alpha, Beta, Charlie.
Gotcha.
And the Naz said, you could, but I think we almost had a small fire and we have issues with our SAN. And
oh,
really,
God.
I think this is just all like impending doom and gloom from having a couple of IT pros working out of there. That's why.
Are there IT pros working out of
well,
there?
Well, you know, if the show was actually going on in the new studio, they would have all of their problems magically solved. Because we all know
yes.
it's about proximity to the IT pro to the problem to make it actually
that,
disappear.
That or else it's the fact that we both know that if it had something to do with this show, whether or not we could do something cool,
yeah.
we would just make it happen.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know?
Very cool.
Studio C for Canadians says Vizio MVP.
Yeah, I like to think that.
Yeah.
At least they let me think that. Better,
right?
Better
we let you think a lot of things.
A better explanation.
I think people are still arriving.
I think they are. Like,
it's
they,
a slow
they
start.
They might have been confused with my hamster pad.
What?
The gerbil room. The hamster pad gerbil room.
What are you talking about?
There's
been a conversation about this in the chat room, and I'm looking at this going, what are you talking about?
So basically, I created a Slack channel called Patch and Switch. Because I figured everybody needs to have some little diversion in their life and a way to procrastinate.
What is Slack?
Slack is a chat solution amongst individuals that are in disconnected states from each other, not even working with the same company. It's sort of like MSN or ICQ.
ICQ?
That allows
That's
you
a
to,
throwback.
that allows you to basically just connect up and talk. And so I belong to like 7 or 8 different Slack channels, most of them for work, and I decided to create one for Patch and Switch, and no one's joined it. So I created what's known as a hamster pad. Don't ask me why they call it hamster pad, because I guess hamsters rule the universe. But apparently if you join the hamster pad room, you can, then create a Slack connection to have a web presence to log into the Slack for the first time. It's a long way of saying go to that URL link and you could join
okay.
the chat. But the official supported and sponsored chat room is tlk.io/patch and switch.
By the way, it's not sponsored.
It's completely free.
Yes.
And apparently all you have to do is create the name and log in once, and then you are now the author and the administrator of that particular channel.
Really?
On tlk.io.
I thought you had us believe that you did a ton of work to get that
well,
running.
I did email the creators, and
yeah.
I asked, would you mind if we use this as a chat solution, because it is free and open source software.
Oh, right.
And I wanted to make sure it was on the up and up, and they said, is it for commercial? And I'm like, are you kidding? People pay us for this? Or we get people to buy stuff? No. It doesn't work that way.
No.
And they said, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. So, but that's also the indicative of the level of quality assurance and uptime availability, as we've all seen in the past. When
Energized.
You have a massive crush of 24 people trying to chat at the same
yes.
time and it falls over.
Energized Tech says, sponsored by Beer Money. Supported by Beer Money,
Definitely
too.
Definitely supported by Beer Money, for
yeah.
sure.
Big hello to Kyle Rosenthal waving across campus. We've got Energized Tech. We've got Foul Temper. We've got Vizio MVP. We have Ensposito. We have nobody in the Slack channel except for the three of us.
Yeah, I know.
What
it's
does that
sad.
Say?
It's rather sad.
And I'm sure more are going to be joining along. I know V couldn't make it today, so she sends her hellos. And I see Super Tech Boy, actually, who was on the Slack channel yesterday, says that he most likely can't make it today.
Correct.
But we do know he listens to the show.
Yes.
And he listens always, to the replay of the programming.
I was saying, you can always get the replays.
Yes.
If you missed this one, you can catch it a week later. Thank you very much, Mr. Audio Engineer, for making that happen.
Not a problem.
And apparently, you can even subscribe to it on iTunes.
Yes, you can.
And so if there's any of these listeners that actually have Fruit devices and have memberships into the iTunes, give us a freaking review, would you? Please? So, come on.
Because if you review us, and please
it almost gives us legitimate cred.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is the more reviews that you have, you actually appear in other...
Yeah.
We could actually grow the listenership base.
It's insane. We could go from 12 to 30 to maybe 32.
Kyle asks if we're on Zoom.
I know. Well, it's technically yes, we are.
Yes,
that particular backend database is powered by Bing, which detects RSS feeds.
Yeah,
we're also in Pocket Casts, which is on Android, Windows Phone, and
the Fruit device.
Fruit devices.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
nice. Very nice. See, we're all about the socials and the socials medias.
The one thing about the podcast review thing is that. It's kind of broken because you can't do it from your device.
No, you have to go to the website.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
That's just the brilliance.
So despite the
brilliance of the cloud platform from the Apple environment.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to say that.
You can have a couple of hundred weekly listeners. Anyway, I'm not going to go there.
Do you have to, can you use a website or do you have to use iTunes?
You have to use the website.
I think you have to use Safari on a Mac to be able to do it.
Who do you think can circle around three times?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, before we start the show, can I tell you a story?
Sure, man. It's story time with Joey Snow. What's up, man?
Yeah, so I was on the boat the other day.
He's on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
He's on a mother...
Okay, easy. Okay. Easy. It's early. Hey, greetings to Mike McAtee for making it in.
Nice to see you, buddy.
You're
on a boat.
And we were headed to the Secret Cove.
Okay.
Otherwise known as the area near Vasa Park, because that's where the water tends to be calmer.
Okay. That's also where the evil minions has their base, I do believe.
Sometimes, yes.
Known as the water sewage treatment plant.
Yes. And out of the corner of my eyes, if we're going by, I see a capsized personal watercraft.
This sounds serious.
So like
seriously?
A Sea-Doo. Well, you can turn them over, right?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they're like the Weeble Wobbles and never fall down.
Oh, no, they do fall down.
Oh.
Well, they fall down big
time. And somebody was hanging on it, and it looked like there was another person there helping on another personal watercraft. I don't know if the brand or manufacturer, but it was it's one of the sit-down ones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, what do they call those?
Jet skis.
No, it's not a jet ski. A jet ski is the stand-up one.
Oh, a wet bike.
Water bike.
Water bike. Wet bike or water bike.
You mean with the big pontoons you have to pedal?
No.
No.
Anyway.
You're serious.
Why is he in here?
So we have a person down, watercraft down.
Yes.
Person in the water.
Yes.
And someone on a pedal bike.
No.
Sorry, someone on a...
They're both on these watercraft. At any rate. So the other guy goes up and he's... Next thing you see, the second one go over.
Ugh.
So now we have two people in the water and I'm like...
Two people in distress in the water.
I'm going to come... Well, I don't know if they were in distress. You just... It's,
maybe they're goofing
it's
around
good, it's good marinesmanship.
Totally.
Is that the word? Marinesmanship?
Marinesmanship. Yeah, it works.
It's like sportsmanship, but
good,
different.
Good sea mariner life.
Yes. It's good boat karma.
Definitely. You want to have lots of good boat karma.
Yes.
You want to put that around
to make sure that they were okay, and one person is an absolute sheer terror, as despite wearing a life jacket, they cannot swim.
Okay. That's interesting. And they own a jet ski.
Oh, no. There was an event going on at the park, and they were rented.
Oh, no. So we have no idea of the qualifications of these people are in the water.
Apparently, the qualification for renting said watercraft, pretty low.
Just basically fill out some paperwork and then that's it?
I don't know. So if you understand these personal watercraft, when you go through and you get your certification to operate watercraft in the state of Washington, they have modules that are entirely based on what happens if you capsize.
Okay.
What to properly do, how to do it, how to flip it. You have to flip it a certain way to bring it back right, because if you go the opposite way, then water in the engine, et cetera, et cetera.
That sounds crazy. So go, continue, man.
So Again, qualification. Can't fix stupid. Anyway, several members of the party on my boat jump into the water, provide assistance. One almost drowns. Somebody trying to help them because she panicked so much. Even though, you're wearing a life vest. You're fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to grab on. And they're holding on to this thing.
Unless you wear it wrong and you're putting it through your legs and you sit in them. Oh, I've tried that before. That's not good.
No. So they're holding on to this capsized watercraft by sheer terror. The first person, the male of the party, his life jacket is up over, essentially floating up over his head.
What? It's not strapped on?
He didn't tighten it down.
Oh, my God.
The other person couldn't swim at all.
This is terrifying to me.
So
as someone that does
we
not
throw
swim.
Out a personal... You are required by law to carry a throwable device. We throw it out. They're holding on to that. They're holding on to that while holding on to the water. Anyway. So we do manage to get one person back. We go over, make sure that the other guy's okay. We get that watercraft stabilized to where he can hold on to it. We're trying to get him to adjust his life jacket. He won't. So a couple of other folks on watercraft come by and they start to help because they own personal watercraft. They know how to deal with this situation. Plus, they're closer to the water than, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you're on a boat. Exactly.
And I'm trying to navigate the boat around two capsized personal watercraft and like 18 people in the water. So I'm just like, I don't want to hit anybody.
Yeah. Sorry.
Kyle says required to carry a throwable device anchor.
Really, it floats. It has to hit the bottom first and it pops right up again.
Exactly. That was actually kind of funny, Kyle. So eventually we get both parties out of the water. My 14-year-old cousin who was with us jumps into the water. We managed to get one of the watercraft uprighted and started and running. The other guys help us get the other one uprighted and started and running. The one person is so terrified that she won't take it back.
She's still on the watercraft or still in the water?
No, she's on the boat now.
She's on your boat.
Yes. And she's like, I don't really want to take it back. The one watercraft was capsized so long, literally the only way to keep the thing going. It was a mission. We had to bring it up to the side of the boat and then hold it while the other guy got in. And then he zoomed around for a good 2 or 3 minutes
trying to get
the water out. Yeah. Still couldn't. So the only thing to keep that thing running was to get it to shore was to just go. So 14-year-old niece, who's her family has had these, jumps on and she's gone. She's off to deliver it. The other guys are off with their two and then following the other guy. And then we're following along in the boat with people in our boat who were out on these devices. And we just show up and drop them all off. And yeah.
Did you get a thank you?
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I was just bewildered.
And a big fat check in the boat karma.
Yes. Deposit account. Exactly. Exactly. Wow. But it was really interesting just because as I was going by said park, there was an event by a particularly big company in the area that was going on. So yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
So that was that was an experience.
Wow. That's quite a way to start the show. That's scary.
Yeah. Well, and it definitely jumps your adrenaline to another level, and totally it changes the whole, because you're out there for a day on the lake of just trolling around and,
hanging out and tubing and whatever
it is. Yeah, throw the kids around on the tube and,
that's crazy.
Get out on the zipboard and, do those things.
Crazy.
But, yeah, it was fun.
I was at an event
where they had those
rentals available at one point in time.
Okay, so what is exactly the criteria that enables them to use the watercraft?
I walked away when I saw what was going on.
Uh-oh.
It's literally 3 seconds of, what do you want to do? Okay, mm-hmm. How old are you? Okay, let me look at your driver's license or your ID that says you are what you are. Here, fill out this form. And then,
that basically absolves them from any
risk and liability. And then, by the way, here's your boater's card you have to fill out. And it's another form to answer questions and ticky box. Maybe it's like a temporary one.
I think it's a temporary one.
But it's insane.
They have the majority of the boater safety stuff that you take to get your actual Washington boater's card is actually based on personal watercraft.
Oh, of course, because it's the easiest form of a boat to own, and it's probably the stupidest one to have to drive. I'm not a fan of jet skis, I have to say.
You know what? They're fine. They're fine. If they're smart and they're operated correctly, they're fine. Unfortunately, yeah. So at any rate, it was a very interesting and we're all very sore from pulling people up or leaning over the boat to hold on to a personal watercraft before it floats away and throwing ropes and throwing. Yeah. But next time I need to remember, this is the one thing is we have plenty of ropes. We've got tow ropes. We've got different ropes to dock and everything. Yeah. But the one thing I'm like, why didn't we just throw them one of our water ski ropes and just pull them in? And it's one of those things that when you're in the heat of it, you're just jumps into the water who can swim and you swim them back to the boat. I mean, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, we've got like three because there's one for the tube and we've got two different ones, one that can hang on the tower and one that's connected to the back. But yeah, anyway.
Not so.
Yeah, crazy, but fun.
Did you enjoy the rest of the day on the water?
It
kind of put a damper on it.
It did put a damper on things. We did more tooling around. We didn't get in. The kids got in a little bit into the water, but we were like, hey, we want to go run this and we want to go.
Nice.
Because the boat's finally got the hours on it. We can start dragging people, adults around. So
for those of you that are in the Seattle/Redmond area, which is few, it's officially summer today. Because it is the first real rain that's happened in a while after July the 4th.
Yes.
And this is the last one that we're going to get for the rest of the summer.
Yeah,
and it's going to be summery after that. Summery after that.
I think you're right.
I think it's going to be that way. If you look at the 10-day forecast, it's in some high numbers. I don't know what it turns out to be Celsius. But yeah. It's probably in the 20s somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say in the 20s.
20s and
it's going to be amazing. It's going to be nice. But today sucks.
Yeah, no, today's wet. I'm still wet. So I was outside doing some maintenance.
I was hoping that we would see our buddy Prayer in the chat room.
I know, man.
Because the last couple of weeks we both celebrated anniversaries of getting older.
Centennials.
What?
Not that I old. Guess we're known as centennials. Yes, we both had birthdays.
And so I got this box from a company that used to sell a lot of books online.
Oh yeah.
And inside there I got this awesome little bottle koozie with Texas on it, along with a note, a very lovely note from Prayer. So basically giving the we have the birthday greeting gift. And it was packed up in this really cool box.
Yeah,
and
like I'm the like, blue box.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, it was pretty awesome. Totally. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, he actually got me something for mine as well. He mentioned it inside the chat room to see if it actually happened or not.
Yeah, because you, he's like, did you have a package?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway, so they're
it's
actually
in a corner of the
so
room.
If you didn't follow it on Twitter, I actually said, yes, I did get something, and I did like a photo expose of opening up and stuff like that. Well, here's what I got, man.
Easy.
Dude. Yeah, hold on. is that a banana slicer in your pocket, or are you just happy to? Anyway?
I can honestly say this has changed my life.
Oh, good God.
And my kids love
Wait
it.
Wait a minute.
And my kids love
a
it.
A banana slicer has changed your life?
Yes. For breakfast in the morning. Literally, you just peel the banana. You leave half of the skin on in the bottom. So like act like a tray to keep the counter clean. You have to figure out the orientation, if it's this way or if it's that way. And then you literally just like push down, and then you have instant sliced banana. And it makes it so much easier to put it on the toast or to put it inside of a smoothie. And so, awesome. And then my kids love it too. They've actually were quite upset when I was taking it for the show today because they wanted to use it for their pancakes. Smoking a pancake.
Smoking a pancake.
But bananas. Pancake. Absolutely awesome. So
banana
thank you.
Banana slicer.
We don't normally expect any kind of
there he
random
is.
Gifts.
He's there.
Oh.
I'd see Prayer is in the room.
He just came in too late.
Yeah. So name. we were talking about the koozie.
And also the banana.
Slicer.
The
how banana
awesome
slicer.
How awesome they are.
I'm going to need to get one of those banana slicers now.
No, it's awesome, man.
It's always important to keep your beer cold.
Definitely.
And this is bottle size, too.
Oh, it works bottles?
Oh, yeah. It's
and
not
cans.
No,
it'll stretch.
Does it?
It'll stretch.
No, it's like, because look, if you look at the bottom, it's only sized for a bottle.
So it's for your Shinerbach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shinerbach. Oh, I got a new beer I can talk about, but I'll wait till the beer section goes.
I've already wasted 20 minutes of the show talking about absolutely nothing.
Well, the
boat. What else is new?
The boat. You said hello to everybody. Story. So that's all good. So the first episode, first section is from the trenches.
What are we doing? What are the things that we're working on? The work that we're working on? Do we actually work? That's the question.
I've been actually working.
Yeah, I just got back from World Partner Conference.
Oh, you were in the Torontos.
I was in the Torontos.
Did you get your Timmies?
I got first thing I did. I got my Timmies.
Double.
Actually, I was torn because in Calgary, I flew into Calgary and I landed at 11 o'clock or so, and I was torn. I had this dilemma, this crisis conscience of what I should do. Do I go to Timmy's on the right, or do I go to Molson's Draft Bar on the left?
Well, it was 11 p.m., right?
Yeah, I went to Molson's.
Yeah.
And on Molson's, I actually had a beer from a brewery that was new to Calgary, and they actually had one of the beer on tap, and it was a Calgarian dark ale, they called it, which was quite good. Unlike a dark IPA that you would normally see up here, like a Cascadian IPA, it was more malty than hoppy, which was quite nice. I tried to check them in on Untappd. They didn't exist. It was only 6 check-ins from random people.
So the beer you're drinking technically doesn't exist.
And so I actually tweeted them saying, dudes, this is actually really good beer. You should get yourself on Untappd and other things.
And did they reply back as,
they replied
that?
Back saying, so many social networks, whatever, you know, thank you, but no, we're good. And then the next day, they actually said, hey, Rickster CDN, we decided to take your advice and we got signed up. So they now actually have a proper Untappd environment.
Excellent.
Cool. Definitely shout out to those guys. There was a really good beer. I was quite impressed. But yeah, no, WPC was cool. I've never been before. 16, 17,000 people, something like
yes,
that.
It was crazy. Kind of crazy, isn't it?
The weirdest thing is that they make more time for meetings than they do for sessions.
That is correct.
And so the sessions are there, and you know they're of whatever value you have.
And there's actually entire segments of the day that don't have sessions.
Right. And they have a massive section of the expo floor exclusively dedicated to meetings. And then they have meeting tables that you can go and reserve in sections 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
That anyone can reserve as an attendee to be able to say, meet me at section 3 at 4 p.m. And yep. Then they'll tell you.
There's a whole system, and you reserve it. And so this is interesting. I don't know. Did you have the experience? What usually happens when I go is that I'll put my name into the system, and once I register, and generally within a few days, I'm already getting meeting invitations from people who I don't even know.
I had 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Very, very cool. So that was WPC. Good old Toronto. Stayed at an Airbnb because all the hotels were booked up.
Yeah, right. How was cool. That experience?
It was actually quite good because people are going and basically building apartments that are designed exclusively for Airbnb because it makes more money as opposed to making them rentable for a month. And so I was in a building on Queen West area neighborhood that I'm familiar with in Toronto, if you know Toronto. That was used to be an old retail building or something like that, and they turned it into like 10 apartments, and then they rent them out, and it was actually pretty cool.
Nice.
And it was quite affordable.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
And easy to get to the conference center from there? And
I didn't have any early meetings because I couldn't go to the keynotes because of my badge.
Right.
So I just watched them online and or walked. So I decided to walk. So
yeah.
Technically, it's at Queen and Bathurst, which is two big Toronto blocks.
Yeah.
Not the small ones, but the big
ones.
Right, to get over
still
to
completely
the
walkable.
No, it took about half an hour.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Excellent.
That was kind of cool.
Did you catch any Pokemon while you were walking?
Pokemon was not released yet.
Oh, okay.
It came out that weekend.
Up in Canada.
It just got released in Canada.
That's right.
And the Canadians are complaining because the server can't handle the load.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happened here, too. It's just that nobody was complaining about it because nobody had really... The hype was just beginning.
The hype was already there.
The hype was just beginning.
So I did that. Met partners, met people. Kind of cool. People recognized me from the Countdown shows. And for Channel 9 shows, one recognized me from
this one?
Switch, though, unfortunately.
No?
We need to
increase our partner presence.
We do, I think. We need a partner strategy for Patch and Switch.
We need a Patch and Switch partner strategy?
Yes. Figure out how that can work.
Okay.
So I think
can we make Patch and Switch
affiliate program.
Yes.
We'll make affiliate links that people can use that listen to the show that they can then get credit for referring people in to watch.
I know, but that means
we can make a whole program. We could gamify this.
I know, but what kind of credit do we give?
Stickers.
Okay.
We can do stickers. We'll do a new... Teespring. We'll do a new t-shirt.
But they pay for the t-shirt.
Damn it.
The problem with your affiliate...
We need some strategy. Do we have any strategy?
We don't have any money.
We can give them Slack entries.
Slack's free. Invites. You can't do that either. I don't know.
We'll come up with something.
So WPC was great. Then coming back, doing same old stuff.
Kyle has things. It. Free podcast downloads.
Nice. We will give you the exclusive password to download Patch and Switch.
For free.
You for free. How much? Free.
Free.
Nice.
F-R-E-E.
Nice.
In exchange for you being part of the Patch and Switch affiliate program.
At work, I'm using TFS. Have you ever used TFS before?
Yeah, it's been, boy, it's been a day and a half. It's actually been a while since I've used it.
I've been trying to use it.
Yeah.
And it actually works for what I need to do.
Nice.
And I've managed to live 11 years at Microsoft without using TFS. Interesting.
Yeah.
And it worked. Although I still don't have Visual Studio installed, but I do have Visual Studio Code installed. So that's been my week.
We've got Energized Tech. He's in the midst of a domain rename plus an Office 365 hybrid migration. And then Prayer came in and he says he's doing one in a few months with the customer already on Office 365. So Prayer says he has to go from a domain.local to 80.domain.com. This is really common. There was a recommendation for some of the Quest tools in that. So for those doing said migration work.
Yep. And I will say Energized Tech, GitHub, FTW, sacrilegious, my friend.
Yeah.
I've been struggling with GitHub.
Have you? You used to be a big fan of the GitHub.
I am a fan of it, but it's not designed as a source control system for thousands of people making changes on thousands of documents inside of a document repository without causing issues.
Yeah, it's generally code.
It's not scaled that way.
Yeah.
It's for code, not
maybe,
for docs.
Maybe you should use SharePoint.
SharePoint versioning.
Can we use Yammer?
In. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Stop that.
That could work. That could work. But hey, interesting, cool tech facts. Mm. I was working the booth with a friend of ours, Adam Hall. Do you remember him?
Yes, I have. Yes, I know Adam. Do I remember him? Yes.
It's not. Wait. Is it Adam Hall? No, it's not the AD guy.
No, Adam Hall works in security in my world.
No. Different Adam. That's not Adam Hall. Darn it, what's his name? His last name? Splunk guy. Did you meet the Splunk guy?
Yes.
His name is Adam, but it's not Adam Hall. It's Adam somebody with a British accent.
Yes.
He just moved here. He works in the mobile services on Azure. Anyway, I was working the booth with him. Adam, Splunk guy. Ex-Splunk guy, I should say.
Yeah.
And
Adam Carter?
No, it's not Adam Carter.
And who was it? And a guy, here. I think his name is Walt from Azure Media Services.
Okay.
I learned a lot about media services and the cool things that we can do.
Adam,
we could be doing a lot of this stuff to this video after the fact. He showed me Stream, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, the internal Office 365 released last little while ago.
Yes.
Video platform thing.
Uh-huh.
But then he also showed me all the different processors that you can use on top of the said videos.
Yeah.
Where it can do facial detection and determine your emotions. and pop out metadata about it, automatic closed captioning.
I wonder what this one would say.
But you know what they use for demonstration for the emotions one? A video of Balmer.
Developer.
No. It was the one where it leaked out on the internet, but it was his final goodbye.
Oh, yes.
And so you see like 12 different emotions come off of him as he's got like a slow pause that's going on, which is kind of cool. And some really, really cool stuff that's all part of Azure Media Services. So
their streaming service, like it's like kind of a YouTube streaming kind of thing?
No. Well, YouTube-ish? The stream service that's available now with Office 365 is instantly allows you to make streamable, securable videos available to internal
audience. Yeah, that's the internal audience.
That's the internal audience stuff.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
But then obviously the Nines, Channel Nines, uses Azure Media Services for streaming when they go for the big things, where they actually have more than 11 people online to be able to see it.
There's 12.
12, okay. That's you. You count as one.
Oh, okay.
So, very, very cool stuff. So, I learned a lot about media services. I'm very excited, including a tool that makes it very, very easy to use.
Kyle says, you appear to be presenting a podcast. Are you sad? Should I call a doctor? Yes, to both. Nice.
What about you? Do you do work the last 2 weeks?
Nope.
You just drive around in boats and save people.
That was over the weekend. That was, give me a break.
It's Tony Snow here to save the day.
I'm not wearing tights.
Nice.
That's
an image.
That's exactly why I said that. It's something you never want to see. Gosh, yeah. There's been a ton of work of late. I'm actually working on. There is a if you log on to the Office 365 portal, if you are an Office 365 subscriber, and you have yet to have deployed Azure Active Directory premium features, if you log into the Office 365 portal, there on the left hand side, you will see a wizard. And the wizard will help.
With a pointy hat and a little.
No. And it's not Clippy either. It's basically, it's downloadable. It's a walkthrough wizard, kind of like an Install Shield type wizard. You go through and you select what you want to do. And it's going to assist people in getting Azure Active Directory premium features deployed. So this wizard was released. We haven't done a whole ton of promotion of it. We've had probably over, I want to say over 1,000 downloads of it. So it's not like massive or anything. But one thing that we have noticed is that there are a lot of people who spend just a few minutes going through the wizard, and then you see them adopt like multiple features. So what I've been doing is I've been running some experiments based on some of that. It's kind of this new world. It's basically we do things in 1 or 2 day or 3 day type sprint activities, or we run experiments. The thing I have to get used to is it's not meant to be perfect. You're not supposed to write some.
That's one of the hardest
grandiose
things I can't handle.
And it took me like 4 weeks to do my first thing, and now I'm like doing these things where I'm just sending out, well, we think it's going to do this, and then come back 2 hours later. Yeah, we were wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's super cool. It's designed for those folks with. It's not designed for big major enterprises. It's designed for that. 150-ish.
SMB.
Yeah, small, yeah. The smaller people who are, look, they
SMIBs.
Or even up, we have seen some larger up into the thousands, folks doing some deployments. But it's basically, hey, look, this came as part of, look, we bought Office 365 or we bought the EMS suite, and it included the licensing to use AAD premium stuff. So we want to do self-service password reset.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to do some multi-factor authentication. Maybe we want to do some customized branding. You know, any of those things, that's kind of where we're kind of looking at. How do we get people just to consume the stuff that they've already paid for? And we're just throwing things at the wall, basically. And so the next thing that we're going to be doing is we're actually working with the Office team to build up some email templates to do some very simple end user things, because apparently folks have here's the thing. This is a very unique world that we're in terms of IT. We generally didn't provide a whole lot of, from a Microsoft perspective, of here's what IT needs to tell the end user in order to do something. So, for example, when you sign up to do something like multi-factor authentication, you have to register your device.
Yep.
And your phone number. Well, to me, I'm just like, okay, it's fine. I go to some webpage and I plug it in. But apparently in other organizations where folks are not as technical, that becomes a blocker. And they're asking us to provide some, hey, what could I send to my end users to help them just be calm about the process? Look, it's simple. You just go here and you plug
in. It's like a Cole's Notes.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Have you checked out to see if there's anything already from Microsoft IT with this?
Yeah, so the problem is unfortunately MFA for Microsoft IT is using the on-prem version.
Oh.
It's different. Because I'm doing the cloud-based stuff. I'm AAD premium, right? So,
sad trombone.
But some of our good friends from up in Canada there, Mr. Bartolo is helping me out with some screenshots to get this done. I'm like, I just need the screenshots, and I don't have a test environment. No, they're not here.
They're not listening to this?
But we'll see them tomorrow. Aren't they traveling? They're traveling today, are they not?
Tomorrow morning they're traveling.
Oh,
so they're taking the early flight.
Oh, okay.
Take like really early flight.
I was going to say.
So the party's tonight, isn't it? Or is that last night?
For?
They're at a conference called MGX right now.
The party's tonight.
Is it tonight, the Friday night party?
Oh, normally it was Thursday night. So but I didn't see anything on the socials,
it's tonight.
Yeah, I think they might be doing a different schedule this week. Because you know what they are? Because the conference started a day later than it normally does.
It did.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what the super secret band is that's playing. I know I saw a picture of them recently on the Facebooks, this book that has a bunch of faces in it.
Yeah.
Both their mugs on a beanbag chair
in the DX session the DX yesterday. Area. Yeah. This is actually the first year I'm not actually in the DX session DJing.
Yeah, I know.
Easy there. Let's see. Who was, did you stay for the concert at WPC?
I'd left.
Oh, you'd left
early because my daughter was playing in the championship game for.
That's right.
The softballs. And yeah, so I got home early.
Yeah.
My meetings were done, and it was the night that we were leaving was when I was pinging you because I was having beer with Mary Jo and Therot and Brad. And yeah, so got home late from that.
I can
packed,
only imagine.
Packed ahead of time, thankfully. Well, I know. I took your trick. You pack before you go out.
Yeah.
So you just come home, crash for a couple hours, and get up.
Well, because you were pinging me saying, should I go to sleep?
Yeah.
Generally, if you're asking me the question because you're out having a few beer, should I go to sleep before I go to the airport? The answer for me is always no, unless you're sleeping in the airport and somebody's going to wake you up before your flight leaves.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the vibrating wristband wouldn't work.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, no, no. Hello to Chuck Rocks Canada. And I do see Fairbrett has joined us, as has Kowski. So more and more people joining the show. Nice. We're only on the second segment, so you really haven't missed much other than me rambling on.
And the second segment is beer money.
It's beer money. So it's the support that you do for your friends and your family and your family's friends and support. I have no beer money support because there is currently a ban and a ban on any IT change control in the house.
You're in lockdown?
Yep.
Lockdown, change control lockdown?
Yep. Change control lockdown, other than devices being taken away for
disciplinary reasons.
Disciplinary behavior. Yes.
Did your significant other take away your phone?
No.
I'm sorry. No. You are losing this for 48 hours, my friend. You are banned from Snapchat, Mr. Joey.
Yeah, because I use it so much.
Oh, man.
Though I have been using Instagram a lot lately.
Yeah, I've been doing Instagrams as well.
Yeah, Instagram is pretty phenomenal to pull some support on the DJ side, I can tell you that.
I've been following you guys on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
So
it's been good. It's been good. Tech-wise, honestly, the only tech that I've purchased recently has
been... Well, this is beer money, not random spending.
Oh, sorry. That's later on.
Yeah, that's right. Later on.
I'll save that thought for a little bit later on.
Yeah, so nothing, huh?
No, it's...
It's been quiet?
We've been pretty self-sufficient at the house. Yeah. My router still sucks.
Yeah.
And my wireless still sucks. And I just haven't put any effort or thought in towards getting it done. Because whenever I think about having to go in and swap out my gateway, it's like either a Monday or a weekend, which is the worst days to go to the store.
Yeah.
So I need to think about this, and maybe I should just set a reminder that's like,
hey,
Wednesday at 7 a.m., unconnect internet, bring it home.
Yeah.
I've been actually doing some beer money. So.
Wait, who are you? Oh, the sound engineer. You know, this voice from off sides.
Voice from off the cameras.
Yes.
So what, man? What have you been doing for
beer
money?
I've been actually prepping my mom's computer for the Windows 10 upgrade when I'm in New York next week.
Prepping it remotely?
Yeah, getting stuff cleaned up, she had a whole bunch of crap moved around.
Bitcoin miners and...
Exactly. All the get rid of Java because somebody else installed it on there, that type of stuff.
Nice. Interesting.
I'm going to do the Windows 10 upgrade like the last day.
And how are you doing this remotely?
TeamViewer.
TeamViewer? That's your remote control tool of choice?
I'm a big fan of that. For personal stuff, just basically because it's free and you can usually get anybody just to, here, double click this and open it.
Oh, God, yeah. And there's a link where they can have like a temporary client. Then I can reach into their computer. My mom's, I have a full-time host installed so that I can get into it anytime. But like if my sister has a problem, it's like, here's the link. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the Mac link.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, no, it's tech support of home computers has been going down at my place recently.
Yeah,
which is good.
You're entering a lull period, which I think can only mean one thing.
It means change control's coming soon.
Yep.
Lockdown.
Yep, exactly.
Lockdown's coming. We're gonna have. I want to have a large number of tweens descending upon my house next week. So I'm thinking about actually changing.
You mean Saturday, right?
No, we'll talk about that during beer segment. I'm talking about softball stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so it's happening during the week as opposed to weekends. And so my wife has volunteered to host a bunch of girls to come and stay at our place to make it easier to get to and fro different fields and stuff like that. So I'm thinking about actually changing my Wi-Fi password and then putting up a guest network so that they can just use. I'm tired of giving out my password.
Yeah.
To people for
different
things.
If you change it, just let me know what it is.
I will. Okay. Well, you're an authorized user.
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate that. You're an authorized user.
I want the 5G.
No.
No. Let's move to the next segment of the show, which is beer money.
We did beer money.
Or sorry, which is random spending.
Random spending? We got beer talk first, then random spending. Or do you want to go?
Let's do random spending first.
Okay, random spending.
Because I don't know if you guys saw this when I tweeted it out last week. And it's not random spending that I've spent today. It's random spending that I will be spending in November. Okay. Have you seen the Super NES Mini?
Yes.
Yes.
Am I the only one who is just like, this is, I mean, yes, I know you can get all the games on like MAME or whatever, but
you got to figure it all out, make it all work.
This thing is like, it's palm sized. It works on any TV. And for God's sake, they have Excitebike.
Yes. See, I never had an NES when I was growing up.
Neither did I.
I didn't either, but my friend up the street did. And all I did when I went over there was play Excitebike.
It's like, hi, how you doing?
Yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing is I don't know if I can actually use one of the old controllers anymore.
No, right. Those things are like dinky.
But that they come with like you. Well, they don't come with one. You actually have to buy them separate, which is brilliant in terms of, you know, we're going to sell accessories.
Do you know who's on TV at a bar? Is that recently?
No.
Street Fighter.
What?
Esports on ESPN. World Championship Street Fighters.
Oh, so not the game Street Fighter.
No, it was the game Street Fighter, but it was a super esports ESPN-produced production.
So ESPN is doing video game sporting events.
They're doing esports. And they were having the world championships of Street Fighter 5, I think it was, or something like that. And they were all excited because for the very first time, there was an American in the top 8.
Wow.
And they had, I don't know, best of 7 or something like that that they had to go through. I didn't stay around to watch the whole thing, but my wife was like, "What do they have on TV?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's esports. They're doing these guys show up and they have like $1,000 like lap desk that has the Street Fighter buttons and joystick configuration.
Yeah.
That they plug in and they come up and they literally have two chairs and then they got a big 50-inch TV in front of them." And they sit down, they bow to each other or they shake hands or whatever it happens to be. And they put on headphones and they're just sitting there waiting. All of a sudden, go! And then they've got an arena of thousands of people watching it like it's an MMA fight with the big TV screens up above them. That's all projecting this sort of thing. And they're fighting. It's Street Fighter. It was wild to watch this. And the American won the round that I saw. So he made it into the top 4.
Nice. Have you not seen the CSGO esport stuff where they have 10 people, 5 on each team, playing CSGO?
Yeah, but I've seen that just like in, LAN parties, and I've never seen them as an esports version.
Arena. I mean, it's a big arena people are watching. I guess Dota 2 is a big thing.
Yeah, Dota's big.
They're actually having a major championship here in Seattle.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
Crazy.
So that's I can't believe they do that.
Yeah,
stuff. So
is that a new? I can't believe they do that.
Prayer says they should have an IT Pro Championship. I'm not sure ESPN would carry that.
Find the rogue machine. Which machine has the wrong MTU size, causing you issues with your SAN access?
Exactly, because it's always about frame size.
Jumbo.
Have you random spent?
Random spending. I picked up Wolverine claws.
All right. So next segment. No, let's talk about
claws to be able to rip.
Yes, the bear claws. Yes. Aren't they awesome?
They're freaking deadly weapons.
They are deadly weapons, but boy, can they pull pork.
Well, I haven't tried pulling the pork with them yet.
Yeah.
But I bought them in anticipation because I'm my morning maintenance I was doing outside was setting up my smoker.
Yeah.
Because I'm having some smoked pork butt being done today.
Excellent.
Should be good. So I have some of that to eat tomorrow. Part of that also was I bought a new replaceable wireless temperature
thermometer
thingy.
Yeah.
They've increased the quality of
the new Maverick. You got the 77 now?
It's nice.
Nice. Excellent.
Very, very nice. That was my latest random spend. Oh, and I bought new shaving cream and a new shaver stand.
Okay.
Because when I was getting to the World Partner Conference, I was late. heaven forbid, to get to the airport. And I was only going to be doing carry-on. So I said, screw it. I'm going to run for the gate. They're like, oh, okay, would you have pre-check? Yes, I got pre-check. Okay, you can probably get through just fine. Just go ahead and run for the gate. You're going to be fine. But
you
I
didn't
had,
take your shaver out.
So my shaver was in there. They made me, which was fine, because they simply said, you know, take the blade out of your shaver. So I'm like, oh, here you go. And then they saw my shaving cream, 150 mils instead of 125 mils.
Sorry.
But it's a solid.
End of line.
It's a piece of soap.
End of line.
It is a solid piece
Access
of soap.
Access denied.
I can't believe that they, like, I was going to complain. I took one breath and I said, just throw it out. And my cologne, what is it, 50-ounce bottle of cologne of
that doesn't work.
Old man smell or whatever it is.
Available from Amazon.
I'm in line. I look at it. I'm like, oh, damn.
No.
I just take it and I just drop it
old
and throw it out.
Old man smell. Eau de parfum.
So I thought I was going to get through just fine. I made it through. I made it to the plane. It was all good, but I had to sacrifice a bunch of stuff.
So. Energize tech. Land cable crimps at 20 paces. you know,
that was my random spend.
I'm sorry, but as much as you've traveled, the fact that that occurred means that you obviously were not in the brain space for traveling.
I was planning on being lazy and checking.
Yeah.
But I just... So occasionally.
Well, the
I just
other
feel
thing
like,
is that you were actually in a parade.
Yeah.
Just a few
a couple hours before. That is
yes.
true. I was in a parade.
Yes.
So, wait, what?
I was in a parade.
Yeah. Derby days. Redmond Derby days. Yeah. I was in... Well, my daughter was in said parade, and I was just wandering. We got some great shots of you, by the way. I don't know if you've seen them.
I actually used them.
Okay. Excellent.
That's good.
All right. So should we... We need to get to beer talk because we're running out of time.
Okay. Beer talk.
And no, I'm not. The sound effects are just
okay.
Yeah, it just takes too long.
We don't have a sound type.
So let's talk about beer now. This weekend. So first of all, let's get everybody up to speed. We did an IPA. The IPA is ready and it's really good.
Correct.
Other than it needs to be carbonated.
Needs to be carbonated.
We
got now inside of its tertiary fermentation chamber.
Yeah, because I'm going to filter
it. Filtering that's going to take place.
But this weekend we're brewing.
Yes. For those that come to the semi-annual Microsoft Tech Ready, I open the doors to the brewery and invite Beer Team 6 members to come and partake, and invite anyone that has a blue badge to basically come and descend upon the house and the brewery to be able to make beer. And I call it a bring your own everything. So I make no guarantees that I will provide you anything other than simply sampling homebrew and
a couple of vats of boiling water with grain
and steeping grain. So
yeah.
If you're a Microsoftie and you're listening to this at some point in time before Saturday, ping me on the internal list.
Mr. Rosenthistle's around. Maybe he should show up.
I've invited him actually, even though he's not a blue badge, because he is in town. Apparently, they have to work because he has to work the weekend before.
Oh yeah, they have to set
up
that
everything up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh well, you know.
Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. What are we brewing?
I have no idea yet.
No? We have to go to the... It's Friday. We have to go to the beer
store
today.
We're going to the beer store today.
Are we?
I'm thinking I'm going to keep it simple. Summertime needs to be replenished. I anticipate our wit will be disappearing tomorrow.
We have to do the
So wit. We're going
to
do the... It's called Clown Juice Wit.
Yes. Clone. Oh, my gosh. It is so fantastic.
So we're going to do that one there. And I'm thinking also I'm all out of the golden ale as well. So do a golden ale as well. Nice and simple. However, if you are on the invite list, there is on Evite a poll where you can choose what beer we make.
Oh, is there?
And I will respect the choices on the poll.
Can I go there right now and select the
way? Go ahead and select. And
so, okay. So if all of a sudden Scotch Ale became one of the high...
I don't know if I chose other or not.
We still have plenty of Scotch Ale.
Yeah, so nope, for me...
It's now Scotch.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
it's so old, it turned into Scotch. I would suggest we're probably going to be making that closer to midsummer.
I know.
To make it so it's going to be aged and ready to go. It's getting there. You know, it's almost midsummer as we go.
Okay.
So that
I'll
is the beer escapades.
Bellevue Brewing.
Yeah, I know. That's the current plan of record that we have for beer and beer escapades. I was able to sample a very nice, freshly just out of the vats glass of Steam Whistle while I was in Toronto. Steam Whistle Brewery is the lager.
Did you get another tap handle like?
I did not. Asked? I did not get another tap handle. Oh. They're not for sale anymore.
They don't sell them anymore?
No, they're special promotional gifts. They don't make them available through the regular store. The one thing that they do have is brewer's shirts. I was going to buy one, but they were asking $75 for a brewing shirt, and it was a...
Is that Canadian?
It was Canadian, so it's, you know, around $50.
Yeah.
But it was silk screened. It was printed.
Shut up.
It was not embroidered. If it was embroidered, I would have bought it, but it was not embroidered. I have standards for my brewing shirts. So,
wow.
But that didn't happen. But anyway, I tasted it, and I will say... The yeast change that we made for the clogger the last time around, going to a Swiss variant lagering yeast, made a difference. I can taste.
So we're fairly close.
Closer similarity to the two.
We still have some more work to do to get it.
Still some more is the first attempt, so got to do a couple more adjustments, but for the most part, quite good. What the hell was that?
I have no idea.
Lighting grid.
It is just this massive 400-foot long...
So the only other beer stories that I have that was just simply drinking beer with Therott and Mary Jo. I like dropping those names. Therott and Mary Jo. Foley. Yeah.
Mary Jo Foley.
And Paul.
Paul Therott.
Paul Therott and Brad Sams.
Yeah.
We're all together.
Yeah.
The hilarious thing is, though, is that Paul Therott does not do well with the heat.
No?
No,
and it was 30 degrees in Toronto and muggy. 30 Celsius.
Yes, no, I know. I did the conversion in my head and went, ugh.
And he showed up at the bar we were going to be drinking at, and there's no air conditioning. He's like, I can't handle this. I'm done. We're out of here. I can't stay here.
So you had to change?
So we changed bars, locales. And we went to the hotel bar that he was staying at.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, great. We're going to have like Coors Light. And they actually had 8 taps.
Oh, really?
That were all craft beer from Ontario. So I had a variety of different types, which is quite cool. And that's about it. Oh, and the beer that I want to tell you about was the one that I just bought. It is the seasonal Golden Rye IPA from, who is it?
I don't know.
It's a special seasonal. Was it, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it. Who is it?
Is it Red Hook? Is it Washington?
Yes, it is.
It's Red Hook. Hook.
Red Hook. It's their special seasonal. Yes, absolutely Red Hook. It's that QFC in one of the ends.
Yeah.
So I picked one up.
And so it's a golden ale.
It's a golden ale.
Or a golden rye IPA. It's a golden rye IPA.
Golden.
Or is there no rye?
No, there's definitely rye.
There's definitely rye.
Golden. So yes, golden rye IPA. No, it's not IPA. Golden.
Is it an ESV?
It's ale.
Oh, it's just an ale.
Golden rye ale.
Okay. Huh.
Not bad. It's not something to write home about, but not bad.
Okay. All right. We've got. Wait, let's see.
Do you have any beer stories at all?
Do I have any beers? I've been sampling. Did have a glass. So we had sometimes you just need to escape teenagerdom and have adult time at the bar doing trivia.
Oh yes,
this dude.
It was fun.
Can we brag?
Absolutely.
We finished in the money on Geeks Who Drink Trivia last week.
Yes, and it takes so hard. It's normally we're in the bottom
third. And this includes us completely failing in the last round, which like all this stuff. Horrible. I'm like, they're like, what is the name of the region that is between Jupiter and?
I do have to say, I really admire your superpowers of being able to determine the artist, the year, and the song title after only hearing 8 notes or 8 bars of each song. That
I
ever
got
plays.
One wrong though.
You know, you did get.
I
one
got
wrong.
One wrong. However, so the music round. This is the only reason that Rick invites me to trivia is so that we can go to the music round and then circle the Joker where points are doubled because we know we're pretty much going to get about 30 points out of it
easily,
which will just jump you up generally.
Yeah.
So
then also your politics knowledge too.
Yeah. My political. Well, it's I read too much.
Yeah.
The thing that killed me was the subject for this musical round was they played the song. You have to tell who the artist was and the year that the song was done. But the year was a political convention year.
Yeah.
So we had to go do the maths and put down the dates. Now, here's the thing. We actually got another one wrong because I listened to you. You're like, dude, it could have been that late because I wasn't in high school yet. And I'm thinking to myself, and this is Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me, which you said was done in 90.
Yeah,
or 91. And
I said
like,
it was the 90s. It was after I graduated.
I'm like, no, it's like 88.
So the problem
86
is.
86 or 88.
If you listen to music in Canada, it comes out later than it does in the States. And I also lived on the East Coast at that time, which is even later than Ontario is for when music gets out.
At any rate, we did dominate that round. And the other thing, too, is I'm very disappointed in your lack of political knowledge as it relates to to which house in Parliament.
Which house in Parliament in British allows you to...
Now, isn't Canada, like, it's the same govern system. The same system?
Same system. My problem was...
Same queen, right?
I was fixated on it couldn't be as simple as being the House of Commons. It needed to be the next level up, which is House of Lords, in UK. And it's the Senate in Canada, North America.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was the Senate.
Yeah, it's all right.
Like, why? But yeah, I got that wrong. But then both of us didn't remember what the name of the new prime minister
is. Oh, my God. Theresa May.
Theresa May. Yeah. So to me, Theresa May is sounds too much like the leader of the Green Party in Canada.
Yeah.
Which is someone May. I forget who it is.
Simon?
No. That's Simon May. It's the UK intern, the short-lived UK intern for this show.
Yeah. Anyway, it was fantastic. But I did try the
you trickster, didn't you?
Well, I trickster, but before that, I had the Alaska Citrus.
Oh yeah, Citra
Double IPA.
Yeah,
ours is better.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to carbonating ours and trying it out.
Yep.
Trying
all right, we've got 3 minutes for people to send us information. Three random words to work safe words to name next show, which is in a fortnight's time.
We had a couple shooting around before the show started, but they're not work safe.
No.
Definitely are not going to be repeating them here.
Sean Connery. Where's the drop? where do I stop the stream?
Where's the 7 second delay? Beep.
Yeah. All right. We've got one. It's Pokeball. Are you doing that?
I was going to ask you the exact same thing.
No.
I'm not.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is that who was it? What's his name? He's a Docker contributor, Amet. You know Amet?
No.
He is one of the top contributors for Docker Engine from Microsoft. He works in the Azure team. He works in the container service. And
second word, banana.
Banana. He took a picture of, you know, the little rotunda area outside of the cafeteria in 42?
Yeah.
The little sculpture thing?
Yeah.
Someone had dropped a lure there.
Oh, God.
And there's like 20 Microsofties on their phones just sitting there waiting for something to show up.
Oh, my gosh.
He took a picture. I just couldn't believe it.
Anyway.
There was our first, there was a small town police station in Bothell that actually made international news because they posted on their Facebook page, please let us know if you're going to be around the police station. Because apparently a gym was in the back of their station. That's where it was dropped. And they're like, we normally are very concerned when we see people hanging out and about and around the back of the station where there's no lights and cars.
Yeah. let's do Pokeball, Darwin, banana. Let's do that one.
Pokeball.
Darwin.
Darwin.
Banana.
And banana. Is that, no, wait, is that against the rules? Because Energized Tech has two words.
Nobody else is asked. Nobody else is throwing them out. So
we got Super Joey.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm taking I'm going to use my editorial override on that one. Okay. Yeah. So
I have no plans on joining Pokemon. It's apparently a very good, supposedly draw the family together activity.
Yeah.
Like
so's a boat.
So's walking your dog with your kids.
So's hanging out at the
dinner.
Park.
Yeah.
So's going to the lake.
As opposed to
so's
having
Rainbow
everyone
Six
stealing.
Siege.
Actually, it's true for my son and I. And Jared, too, I guess.
No,
Kyle says
fight.
There was a guy in Indonesia who walked onto an Air Force base looking for Pokemon.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. All right. Well,
but, you know, look up from your screens, folks.
Yeah,
there
right?
are people there. Watch out for cars.
That sound means that we've reached the end of another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Thank you to Kyle Rosenthal, Energized Tech. Prayer, and thank you for the gift, sir. Vizio MVP, Fair Brit, Esposito, Kowski, Server Und, I didn't see you there, Foul Temper, and Chuck Rocks Canada. Why am I having such a hard time saying that name? I don't know. Anyway, we're back in 2 weeks' time.
From the new studio, maybe, if they don't burn it down. We have to disassemble after the show stops.
Okay.
So
that's
disassemble.
It. Until
disassemble.
Then,
no disassemble.
As I always say, have a weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
We've gotten out of control.